And we'll get underway. So, welcome everybody to our 5th of November Sunday spiritual service. Just a few things before we begin. We will, as always, be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages, and those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll be able to find them after the service on the Sunday spiritual service page of the website where you clicked to join. And you can find previous Sunday services there as well, which are always worth a listen to for the meditations and the prayers and the channelings, of course, which hopefully don't age too much over time. If you want to record the service yourself, you're more than welcome to do so, but please bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and not for resale purposes. There aren't any course notes readily available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer and blessing that we're going to use for this evening, then you can get them via this email address, edwin@gmail.com. Sue Little has very kindly agreed to administrate this email address for me, and she will send you those prayers back as a PDF copy. So that's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com if you want a copy of this evening's prayers. If you have any questions that arise from this evening's channeling or your experience of this evening's meditation, or if indeed you receive a message this evening, then you can send me those via the Questions for Edwin contact form on the website. Just go to my website, click on the library button at the top, follow the drop down menu to Questions for Edwin, and then you can fill that out and send it to me. If you do get a message this evening, you might just need to prompt me a little bit if you're going to ask a question about it, because I probably won't remember giving it to you by tomorrow morning. So even if you just say it was something about an angel to do with joy, or Mother Mary said something about my brow chakra, that would be enough just to kind of nudge my brain in the right direction. But I will need a little bit more than you gave me a message in order to remember what I might have said to you. There won't be any question and answer moments this evening, because this is a service and not a lecture, and the service will last for an hour. There won't be any breaks either. At the moment, we are all muted, which is how the majority of the session will continue in order to prevent any chaos from reigning. Okay, we're going to get started with an opening prayer. Today's service comes to us through the grace and loving spirit of the Mother Mary. And this opening prayer is a novena to the Mother Mary as Divine Mother. So if you just want to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, I'm going to pop a little bit of music on, and then I'd like you to repeat each line of the prayer after me. So just get yourself nice and settled, and I'll find us some lovely music. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths. Just bring yourself present in this moment. Focus on the sound of my voice and the words that I speak. And repeat these words after me. O most blessed Mother, heart of love, heart of mercy, ever listening, ever caring, hear our prayer. As your children, we implore your intercession. Receive with understanding and compassion the petitions we place before you today. Hear healing for the world, peace for the world, the deliverance of the dead and dying. We are comforted in knowing your heart is ever open to those who ask for your prayer. Help all of us, Holy Mother, forever and ever. Amen. Now you can keep your eyes closed because we're going to go straight into this evening's meditation. Although we've already done earth healing meditations on the last two Sundays, the world seems to be in such a place of need at the moment, I thought it silly not to do at least one more earth healing, and then after that we'll have a little break from the earth healing Sunday services and we'll focus on ourselves for a little while. But our combined energy as a global congregation is so powerful, the opportunity seemed a wasted one if we didn't at least have one more go. So tonight's meditation is channeled directly from the Mother Mary herself. So keep your eyes closed then, and just once again, take a moment to settle yourself, to center yourself, to be at peace. And listen to the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. You find yourself in space. The earth is before you, a marvelous orb of green and blue and white, spinning gently and serenely in space. You marvel at its beauty and open your heart to its wonder. But as you do so, you become aware of its need and its pain. You become aware of the suffering of its people and its lands, and it is overwhelming. You want to embrace the earth and hold it close to your heart and heal it, but you fear that its need is too great and your power is too small. But then you feel a presence forming in the stars behind you, a shape taking form, a powerful love blurring into your awareness. From the inky darkness of space, the Mother Mary begins to take shape. Her long blue cloak and robe spilling out into the vastness of the cosmos. She reaches forwards from behind you and wraps her arms around you, embracing you, pulling you backwards close to her heart, resting her head against the side of your face. You feel her strength and her compassion and her unending love. She loves you for your desire to heal the earth, and so will combine her power with your own, so that together you might help the planet. With her arms still around you, she encourages you to reach forwards with your hands and take the earth between your palms. You reach forwards and pull the earth close to your heart, holding the sphere in your embrace steady, as the Mother Mary holds you. And your hearts combined as one. The Mother Mary feeds her energy through the lens of your spirit, and your power combined floods into the planet, held in your joint embrace. Let then the power of the Divine Mother pour through you into the earth, into its forests and skies, into its mountains and valleys, into its streams, rivers, and seas. Let the power of your love flow into the towns and cities, flow into the beasts that fly and crawl and swim, flow into the hearts and minds and bodies of men and women and children. Let the power of your love combined, the power of your spirit, fed and magnified by the Mother Mary, flow into the war-torn places, flow into the minds and spirits and hearts of those lost and destitute, displaced and trapped, those people who are full of fear and sadness, grief and pain. Let the unending love of the Divine Mother flow into every heart, into every mind, filling the darkness with light, planting seeds of hope, promises of peace, healing, rest, and transformation. And all those spirits on the earth lost to death, roaming earthbound in the rubble, seeking the light, let the love of the Divine Mother flowing through you be as a beacon, guiding them through doorways that open in space, where friends and loved ones wait, calling them safely to the other side, that they might continue their journey anew. Let the love of the Mother stream through you into the earth, lauded and magnified by your spirit and your love. Hold the earth in your arms. And let the power flow. it is almost time to stop the healing and return. And so in love, release the earth held in your embrace and let it float back into the jeweled night of space. The Mother Mary releases you from her embrace, but moves to stand before you, and placing her arms upon your shoulders, stares into your eyes, smiling. You feel the power of her touch, rejuvenating you, filling back up your heart with hope for peace. And smiling, she speaks and says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Continue with your good works, my child, and know that you are supported in all that you do, and that you are loved. And with these words spoken, the Mother Mary begins to fade, to dissolve back into the starry night of space. And for a moment, you linger, gazing back upon the beautiful earth, upon its blues and greens and whites, spinning slowly and serenely in space. And then slowly too, that begins to fade. Let go of the image then of earth and space and return. Return to the sound of my voice. Return to this here and this now. Feel the chair beneath you and the ground beneath you. Ground, anchor, center yourself. Protect yourself if you feel the need to do so. And when you are ready, in your own time, open your eyes and return. Okay, I'm going to go straight into this evening's channeling. It will be a channeling from the Mother Mary, and we'll see what message she has for us all. For many, as they move through the final months that remain of this year, they will begin to feel the tiredness and fatigue that they are long familiar with now, that comes in part as a result of the shifting of the seasons, and in part as a conscious acknowledgement of the toll taken as a result of the months that have passed. In some ways, the last years that have gone have seemed to carry burdens that have worsened, the nature of their weight shifting from a fear that was held by all mankind to a fear that was held only by some. A pandemic, a war waged upon all of humanity by an unseen enemy, replaced by wars in countries far away, whose rumblings threaten the entire world's peace, hope, and harmony. Wars which have of late rumbled forwards in other countries, creating further fears and disturbances. These then add to the weight of this time of year, creating for many a burden which seems too heavy to carry. The sadness and the grief at such a time when many are so tired, feeling like too much to bear, too much to hold, too much to witness. But this is in part why you are here, awoken as you are, light workers that you are, that you might apply the knowledge that you have, the insight and foresight and the power to contribute to the alleviation of suffering, to help to heal those who survive and those who have died, to bring light to darkness, to inspire peace and harmony, to bring love to hearts and minds shunned, enraged, in fear, to touch with invisible hands, with words and prayers, places that no man or woman can enter. Strength of spirit is all around you. It is here, within the realm of the masters. It is here, within the realm of the angels. It is here, within the realm of the divine. But more than this, it is in the light of your spirit, an eternal and infinite part of the divine, held within the secret chamber of your heart. Tiredness, exhaustion, it is an illusion. It is a thing of the body, a thing of the world. It is not something which truly has the power to touch your eternal core. So, before you would begin to pray, to send your healing out into the world, before you switch on the radio or the television or pick up the newspaper, engage with the light that sits at the center of your heart, that part of your soul present in your body, your spirit, your eternal self. See it in your mind's eye, this bright and shining diamond, with a purity that cannot be besmirched. Connect with it and let it shine. Feed it with your attention. Connect with its infinite power. Let its brightness pierce the illusion of the present moment, so that when you switch on the radio or the television or pick up the newspaper, you can bear witness from the point of view of the divine, and untouched by this illusion, bring your light to bear upon the shadows that you see and hear, knowing that as you bear witness to suffering and pain, you bring to it the brilliance of your spirit, the power of your soul, the light of the divine, a beam of brightness to banish the darkness. And when you struggle to see the light of your spirit, when you struggle to see beyond the darkness and despair of the world, reach to us. Reach out your hand. Reach out your thoughts. Open your heart. We are here for you. Lay your worries at our feet. Let us take the burden from your shoulders for a moment and give you respite and peace. Let us remind you who you are. See in our eyes the brilliant divinity that we see in you, and let it inspire you. Let us lift you up back close towards your source. Let us wash you clean of sadness, fear, and pain. Let us remind you of your brilliance, so that you may stand again on your own two feet and face the world as a representation of the eternal source. Yes, these are dark times, but you are the light within that darkness, more than capable of banishing its inky blackness. Trust in your power. Let your light shine and be seen. Take these words, use their wisdom, go forward in the Creator's name, and know that you are loved. Okay. Folks, I'm going to switch off the recorder there.